test it out or anything?
I'll keep an eye on it as we move around, then when we sit down.
Alright. Okay. The house was built in the 1820s, and it was one of the most primitive types of houses built. Typical log structure that was just a house raising by the people who came in here, first came in around 1817. There was no log house, according to early historians, built after 1830. And we know from that document of early history, plus the fact that we've had architects who've been interested in this type thing look at it. The type of log structure shows the most primitive type. Rather than having logs of all one kind, like all oak, all pine, or what have you, and dovetailed as they built it, the logs are just notched as the first pioneer structures were.
I see.
And they cleared the hilltop and just used whatever trees were available. So we have pine and poplar and oak and various ones worked into the house.
And very impressive up in a hill like this.
The old settlers coming in here. Mm-hmm. The river plains at the bottom of the hill, the Tom Bigby River plain starts at the base of the hill, with some distance from the river, of course. Mm-hmm. But the flat land, the same elevation. In fact, last year we had a record flood, and the water came up to right back of that house that you see down at the foot of the hill. The old people, when they came in, were smart enough to always be cautious about
that.
And always have access to their community. They would follow the ridge roads into town. Mm-hmm. And directly back of the house, under those burdock trees through there, they planted burdock trees to hold it. You see the, past the cedar, you see the body of the burdock.
Oh, yes.
There's a row of them. Mm-hmm. And at the foot of them, that's a deep ravine, and at the foot of them was one of the large watering spots for the town. That was a large spring, and the early settlers riding into the little community would water their horses there and so forth.
Oh, I see.
But the house, as I said, was built at that time, and the first mayor, Robert, was living here and made it a more pretentious dwelling. It's nothing like the fine cotton houses that are here, or the cotton wealth houses. This is, he dressed it up as best he could. He added this living room, the parlor.
Excuse me, let's see if I have this straight. The original log house was this room and...
This room, and then the dog trot, and then the same construction back there. In other words, a duplicate, two rooms. And the dog trot, and then the attic space above.
Uh-huh.
And we tore that off the second room off, and all the log connection with it when we remodel the house, mm-hmm. to add air conditioning and bathrooms and what have you. But we preserve this front log room and the room above. Without a doubt, it faced south, and this was the original porch, we think. You'll notice the porches barred here where the men kept the wood on the front porch and frequently with cut wood.
Oh, yes.
So with that is a the local color flavor.
That's
and of course this old pine floor looks chewed up, but it is hard pine and just as firm as it can be, really.
Mm-hmm. And then in 1840, this was added over.
This was added over here.
Uh-huh.
And without a doubt, they added the stair
to the front porch.
To the front porch. Mm-hmm. Well, the front porch was added, you see.
I mean, they added this room or this part of the house to what was the front porch. That's then, I see.
May have been three periods of construction there, because the living room may have been added a little bit later. I'll show you the different levels out there. This is two-story to the right, one-story to the left.